Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com, or if you like to type, here's a long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business heaven, thousands of archives of past shows that we've done arranged in a handy catalog of topics that you can go through, or you can look through the Brain Trust list and find people in the Brain Trust by category and find their articles that they posted with us and find the archives of past interviews that they've had with us. It's an incredible resource for small businesses. It's all free, thanks to my organization and our outstanding corporate partners. And don't forget, when you're at our site, don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter, which comes every week by email on Sunday and gets you ready for the week ahead. And you still have time to subscribe this week and to get my Memorial Day special newsletter. So I hope you'll check that out, because it has, in addition to my column about remembering the militia on Memorial Day, it also has the poem, the Freedom Isn't Free poem, that I'm going to read a little bit later on the hour. Jo Condrill is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She is an outstanding author. She's got one of the best entrepreneurial minds of any of our Brain Trust members. She's the author of 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly, now in its fourth edition. She's the author of one of my favorite books, A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life, and From Book Signing to Bestseller is another one. She's our good friend, Jo Condrill. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, Jo, and happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, and the same to you.
On this day, what do you think about, Jo? What are your thoughts on Memorial Day?
I think of all the white crosses in the cemetery and the military cemeteries, and how many lives that represents, and how many lives were altered as a result of those crosses. And I think of the burial of the unknown from Vietnam, because in 1984 I participated in that, in planning the burial, and then actually following through, because it was a state funeral. And a good time in our history to put the raw feelings about the Vietnam War to rest. And
isn't today a time to celebrate, regardless of politics, to celebrate the fact that America has the kind of people in it, and we continue to grow these people? They've demonstrated this recently on behalf of the call that their country gave them to demonstrate that they're prepared to recognize something that's greater than themselves, and to demonstrate agape love, which is basically to sacrifice something of yourself for people you don't know. Isn't that a great thing to remember on Memorial Day?
Isn't it, though? And it's so uplifting to see our young people on television as they come on and give their impressions of the war and in Iraq, for instance, and how much good we're doing there, despite the sacrifices that they're making.
Why aren't we seeing more of those? Why don't we see more people like that? Why don't we get more interviews? You know, if you've heard some of these young men and women who are part of our military, and you hear them speak about what they've done, what they do, and how they feel about each other and how they feel about the cause that they fought for, why don't we have more of that and less movie stars?
Well, I think we should. I would certainly support a movement in that direction.
And, it would give us a different attitude about our country, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. You know, our traditional values don't all need to be tanked. I mean, we stand for something. We have a history, and a remarkable history of stepping up to the plate and taking care of business and protecting our values, our country.
And not only protecting our values, Jo, as you know, but but also providing freedom and the opportunity to enjoy the values of other for folks in other parts of the world.
Exactly. Look what we've done in Iraq. We've actually opened the window. I saw one of the leading women in Iraq, who I believe is on their governing council now, who was in America to make a presentation, maybe even a commencement address. Mm-hmm. I don't recall. But to see that they have the freedom now to travel, the freedom to speak out, the women are playing a large role there.
The Constitution says 25%, I believe it is, of the delegates have to be female. How about that in a Muslim country?
We did that for them.
That's right. And stand by, Joe. Joe, we're going to take a quick break. Joe Condrill is our guest. 22. When we come back, folks, I'm going to read the Freedom Isn't Free poem. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, contemplating the blessing of freedom wherever it may be found, one prime truth is evident, and that is that freedom is not free. And the only method of repayment that you and I have for those to those who paid the ultimate price, the only way we can be worthy of their sacrifice is if we do all we can to maintain the freedom that's been paid for and given to us by these individuals. And having said that, I want to read a poem that I've read now. This is at least the fifth year in a row that I've read on Memorial Day. And I don't know who the author is. I wish I did. If anybody knows, please let me know. But this is called Freedom Isn't Free. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With haircut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought about how men just like him had fallen through the years. How many died on foreign soil. How many mothers' tears. How many pilots' planes shot down. How many died at sea. How many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No, freedom is not free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen. When a flag draped a coffin of a brother or a friend, I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom isn't free. My friends, I pray that we never forget those who paid so dearly for our freedoms, who gave their todays so we could have our tomorrows. Joe Condrill, thank you for letting me take a few minutes of your time to read that poem. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, Jim, it's so poignant. It's so appropriate to this time. It just gives me chills.
As we all celebrate Memorial Day, I hope we take a few moments and just reflect on that. And Joe, I'm encouraging folks not just to think about those who gave their lives. Turn to someone next to you and say, right now, say it out loud, right now I'm thinking of those men and women who gave their lives so that we can barbecue and play golf today. I'm thinking about them and I'm thanking God for them. Say it out loud. Don't you think we ought to do that?
Certainly. Say a thank you out loud and visit a cemetery.
Yeah. Even if it's not someone that you know. Joe, one of the reasons we wanted you to be on the show today is because you have such great perspectives on life and on setting goals and getting yourself directed and redirected. And to anyone who might be listening right now who's just come back from overseas, from being deployed somewhere, or maybe they've just gotten out of the military, or whatever they might be doing, that maybe they're a little bit adrift, that they're not quite sure what they want to do, what would be your advice to them?
My advice, Jim, would be to step back and look at what they have to work with today. Certainly they have new experiences. They have different perspectives, perhaps, on life, maybe even limited abilities now. And the thing is to take out that vision and refresh it, to look at your future and make those adjustments that need to be made. All of us need to adjust our vision periodically. It's not that we have to trash it entirely, but we just need to tweak it so that it fits our current circumstances. And that's not only for the military. That's for all of us. Mm-hmm. Life happens. I had to move to Texas, or I didn't have to, but I moved to Texas. And that wasn't in my plan, but I wanted to be near my aging mother who needed me. And so that altered my vision, and I had to step back and regroup and say, okay, where do I go from here? And a good thing to do is to reform that baseline. Okay, here's where we are now, and here's where we want to go. And then look at what are the things that need to be done to accomplish that, to move forward. Now, Jim, I want to tell you, I put my book, Take Charge of Your Life, on CD. Mm-hmm. And I want to offer any veteran who wants it to give me a call at 1-800-697-5680, and I'll send them a free copy.
Oh, Joe, what a great gesture. Oh, well, Joe, folks, this is, Joe is, and I didn't know you were going to do that. This is an example. When you hear me bragging about our brain trust, when you hear me talking about the kind of quality individuals we have in our brain trust, that's, you just heard an example. I don't have to say any more about that. Joe, I appreciate that. You want to give us the number again?
1-800-697-5680.
If you're a veteran, and you'd like to have a copy of that. And let me say something, folks. It's an outstanding book, A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life. And it, Joe, as you know, Joe, we launched that book on this show at the turn of the century, didn't we?
Yes, we did. And it's doing very well. I am continuing to do seminars on it, and my clients are telling me how good good this does in their lives. I had a woman whose husband had a stroke, for instance, and recently she shared with me how if she hadn't had these principles and access to this information, her life would have been a wreck. But because of the things that she had learned from this book, she was able to settle down and take a new look on life, because he's a relatively young man, but their life is altered forever because of this stroke. And so I'm saying this can happen to the military too. If you've lost a limb, if you've become disfigured or anything from a war, it's not hopeless, and you know that. And I've seen so many of you on TV who are wrestling with it in a remarkable, noble fashion.
Joe, I got to stop you for a second. And by the way, folks, if Joe's going to send you that CD, Joe, I'm going to pay for the freight. You let me know how many, and I'll pay for the freight. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7-10. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with our good friend Joe Condrell. And Joe, happy Memorial Day to you. I know that you're going to be, as I am going to be, and as we encourage other folks to be thinking about all those who paid the ultimate sacrifice all the way back. You know, Joe, if it weren't for those individuals who were so selfless, you and I wouldn't be doing this, what we're doing right now.
Exactly. We'd probably be learning a different language.
Well, we'd probably already would already know a different language. It'd be our first language, perhaps. But you know, you think about the words of the Declaration of Independence, the pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm. I should say the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, that's a powerful little clause there. That a lot of people believe so much that they actually gave their lives for.
Exactly. And if it weren't for liberty, we would certainly not be able to pursue happiness in the manner that we do today. And we sometimes take it for granted because we haven't had to serve and we haven't had to go through all the hardships. And so we just figure that's the way it ought to be. I deserve this because I'm an American. You owe it to me. Mm-hmm. But and sometimes we forget those people who are actually paying for us.
Well, and the thing I think the operative word in that clause is pursuit. And the reason I say that is because, you know, it's not our inalienable right to be happy. But because of the price that others are paid, we can pursue happiness.
That's true. And it seems like it's a never-ending pursuit, don't you think?
Well, I think you're right. Joe, by the way, I want you to give us your website so we can check it out, because I also want folks to know about your new edition of the 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills. Give us that, please.
Okay, the website is www.goalminds.com. It's like you have a goal, and you have a mind.
Yeah.
And so it's goalminds.com.
And the new edition, the fourth edition, is just out now, isn't it? They can find that at the website, can't they?
That's right. And they can call my 800 number, and I'm offering a promotional reduced price on the 101 ways to improve your communication skills instantly. I'm selling that for $10 as its pre-publication, and they'll be on the way shortly.
What about, Joe, what are some other things some other advice that you'd give to the young people coming back or just trying to get their lives redirected, whether they're veterans or not? What would you tell them about the 21st century?
I think that one of the things we need to recognize, and I know this carries over from the 20th century, is the importance of self-talk. It's the importance of what you're saying to yourself and how important it is that be a positive, so that you are constantly...
Get rid of the toxic talk.
Exactly. So that you're constantly telling yourself, I am okay, I am whole, I am happy, I am involved, people love me, people appreciate what I have done, and just make up hundreds of affirmative statements in the present tense. And
you know, Joe,
I hear you,
and I don't disagree with you, but sometimes we don't feel like that when we say that. We don't feel like it's true. Like if I say, you know, I'm so successful, I might not feel like it's true. I actually also think that's a good thing to do, but if you just can't seem to get that out because it just doesn't ring right, I think it's okay to say, I can become successful. I can become, what do you think?
I would rather work on accepting it as claiming it in advance.
Okay.
You may be lying to yourself immediately because it's not there, but don't think of it as a lie. Think of it as claiming it in advance and seeing yourself making it come true, because your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined.
I knew you'd have a good answer for me, Joe. I always knew I can count on you. Joe, give us the website again, please.
Okay, it's www.goalminds.com.
Joe, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks for helping us celebrate Memorial Day.
You're so welcome, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Joe Condrill, ladies and gentlemen. C-O-N-D-R-I-L-L is how you spell her last name. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, and you know who they are, ladies and gentlemen, those men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice. They gave their todays so you and I could have today and tomorrow. This is Jim Blassingame celebrating Memorial Day. I hope you have a safe one, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.